Amen. Thank you, Kenny. Covering a lot of bases today. You did great, my brother. Thank you so much. Appreciate your willingness. Good evening. Good to see everybody tonight. Thank you all for being here. As you know, and we've heard it said, and you've said it many times, that Lone Oak First Baptist Church is a Great Commission church that uses the strategy of Acts 1:8 to reach this world for Christ. And as we'd like to do for this last number of years is to preview, as Brother Hank said, preview the last year and look forward to the new year and just share some of the things that's been experienced. In Acts chapter 14, verse 27, Paul and Barnabas arrived to Antioch from their missionary journey, the Bible reads, and they gathered the church together and began to report in great detail everything that God had done with them and how he had opened the Gentiles a door of faith in Jesus as Messiah and Savior. Pray with me. Dear God, we want to celebrate you and what you're doing in and through Lone Oak First Baptist Church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we'll share some of the things that we did last year and some of the things coming up for this year. Our new 2025 mission prayer guide will be available coming up soon that you can look there and see and pray for what God is doing and going to do. And know that it is mission, so it could change because missions mean to be flexible. Dr. Scott always encourages all of us to be about the Father's business, especially in being intentional in sharing our personal faith in Jesus Christ just as we go. It's amazing. Just as we go, God gives us great opportunities. Dr. Scott has challenged us to not only go deep in our faith, but also to go wide in sharing it. In April this last year, Kentucky Today, or Kentucky Baptist News Agency, reported that Lone Oak First Baptist Church embarked on an evangelistic journey over 4 weeks that reaped many souls through reach evangelism. Pastor of Lone Oak First Baptist Church, Dr. Scott Thomas, who led reach, said, "We are 6 months into my first year at a very healthy church. This was our first big initiative under our new pastor." Dr. Scott said, "The first thing pushed out would be the thing that I valued the most, which is evangelism. I wanted to make sure that we were pushing something that we wanted to be remembered for. My personal heart is to see lost people get saved and raise up the lost as disciples." Dr. Scott preached about fasting and led the church to understand the value of it. He also held a tutorial section on fasting with 347 church members who came to learn. "It blew my mind," he said. The following week, more than 500 members reportedly participated in a week of fasting, Thomas said. The second goal was a week of prayer for evangelism, and nearly 350 came to pray for the lost on a Sunday night. As prayers were being lifted, a father and young son, both emotionally sobbing, came walking through the sanctuary toward Dr. Thomas. And when they got to him, the pastor raised his head and asked the father if everything was okay. Dr. Scott won't forget that moment. His son said, "I got saved. We were just praying. Nobody was preaching or anything," pastor said. "A young boy saved that night like things you read about in preacher's books." The third goal was for the church to celebrate 500 gospel conversations. Men built an installation that would have 500 bulbs on it and spell the words "reach." Remember that? It was so bright, had to wear sunglasses as that thing got lit up. That's not in the article, though. But we ended up having 557 bulbs because of the spacing. All the bulbs were lit in the 4 weeks. Why? Because of intentional gospel conversations. The last goal was to invite 2,000 people to attend Easter services at the church. Dr. Thomas said it was a big number even for Lone Oak, but the church has found throughout the past month that nothing is impossible with God. A second grader named Charlotte came up to Dr. Thomas holding Easter invitation cards the church had printed, and she was going to give each one to her classmates and ask the pastor to pray over them with her. "I prayed with that little girl," he said. That's exciting, fanning that flame of missions. Hope for West Kentucky was another outreach effort for our church as part of the State Baptist Convention. Organizers of Hope for West Kentucky Evangelistic Crusade are quick to point out the credit for success goes to God. Dr. Scott, pastor of Lone Oak First Baptist Church and co-chair of the crusade, said the crusade event is close to my heart. I've worked with evangelist Ken Freeman and was saved 20 years ago under a meeting like this, under his preaching. We partner with more than 60 congregations in West Kentucky to reach far more people than we could on our own. Cooperation, the Baptist way. The churches in this part of the state have always had friendly relationships, but we are seeing those relationships expand as we what? As we cooperate in reaching our communities with the gospel. And the brotherhood among the pastors is strengthened as we learn from one another and serve together. And so together, we built a regional directional team made up of association mission strategists from the region and a number of sub-teams, dozens of them, from prayer to publicity to youth ministries and security. And going with the Sunday night at the Paducah Expo and Convention Center, there have been 188 professions of faith, starting with the youth rally 4 days earlier and continuing through the various events. The effort culminated with at least 321 professions of faith and 800 volunteers serving during that week, the church being the church. A father had the opportunity to counsel his own son who made a decision for Christ. A grandfather was able to do the same with his grandson. A Lone Oak First Baptist Church member got to counsel the son of a former maintenance man here at Lone Oak. We're planning on having Dr. Freeman here in March of this next year for 4 days, so be in prayer for that, how that will map out. As we shared earlier, the Kentucky Baptist Convention's annual convention was held at First Baptist Church in conjunction with Hope for West Kentucky. And Dr. Todd Gray, Mr. Evangelist himself, in fact, I was over at Katie's a number of years ago, going to get my 63-cent cup of senior adult coffee at McDonald's, and I'm standing behind who but Todd Gray, and he's sharing his faith with a couple that had just come in. And he's true when he says he shares his faith. So Dr. Todd Gray, executive director of the Kentucky Baptist Convention, said that what? Cooperation matters. One highlight of our convention this last year was promoting CP 100. Dr. Scott is part of the planning team that is organizing CP 100. It's for 2025 events to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the cooperative program, which has its roots at First Baptist Church, Murray, Kentucky, just down the road. That's exciting. Colossians 3:23 and 24 reads, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord." John 13:34 and 35 reads, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I has loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And then Psalm 110:3 reads, "Your people will volunteer freely on the day of your power." And so this year has been a wonderful year. And we could sit and talk about just one of these ministries that we're reading about, because God has done so much. This year, through our weekly benevolent ministry, we were able to assist an average of 1 to 3 families weekly. Each family received groceries and either a Bible or a gospel tract and invited to our worship services. We were able to assist some with utility bills, fuel to travel out of town for doctor's appointments, and more. Thank you for giving to the Good Samaritan benevolent offering. It doesn't come out of budget. It's just from what our church family gives. Our disaster relief efforts this past year, you know, it seems like we had one hurricane after another, just like boom, 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 you know. And Lone Oak was able to send construction tools and clothing and money and workers to help with relief for hurricanes of Helene and Milton and Oscar in Kentucky and Tennessee and Georgia and Cuba. For 2025, we want to encourage our church family to receive disaster relief training. You know, at the Kentucky Baptist Convention, you got to have that little ID. You got to have the 4 hours of training, and then you will be able to get behind the lines with Southern Baptists as they seek to help with disaster relief needs. And the next one that's going to take place is going to be over in Princeton on March 22nd. We'll have more information. There's going to be other regional trainings, but we'd like for you to be a part of that. We don't want to plan for a disaster, but when one occurs, we want to be ready for it. The Merriman House. You know, it's sad to say that we have to have this ministry in our area. It's a local domestic crisis center, which we have partnered with for many years. For 45 years, Merriman House has helped turn shadows into shade, they write, and have added purpose to the lives of more than 18,000 survivors. That's staggering. 18,000 survivors affected by domestic violence. Since its inception, Merriman House has helped to save, build, and change thousands of lives of those affected by domestic violence. And then Hope Unlimited Family Care Center writes, "Thank you, Lone Oak First Baptist Church, for your encouragement. We have truly felt known by God and know that He continues to purpose His purposes and plans to reach those who do not yet know Him as Savior. Help moms choose life and be a support to moms and dads who choose parenting or an adoption plan." So we're thankful for God's sovereignty. He is in control of all that happens at Hope Unlimited Care Center. And then every new person who enters Lifeline Ministry for men and women, a ministry to help men and women overcome addiction, our church provides them with an engraved Bible with their name on it. That's part of what they receive when they first go in. They receive a Bible with their name on it. Say, this is the best thing that can help you. And it's wonderful when we have our men from Lifeline and women from Lifeline worship with us. It's such a joy. You know, we had the graduation here in November, and I'm telling you, talk about excitement. If that doesn't get you excited, nothing will. And we're just so thankful to see lives changed. And we have volunteers who help with this wonderful, wonderful ministry. Then with our Christmas shoebox through Operation Christmas Child, we gave 326 shoeboxes, and that should yield more than 163 salvations. They say that one out of two shoeboxes results in a salvation. So praise the Lord. You know, that's, you know, when we get to heaven, we're going to hear some great stories of folks who received a shoebox. You know, said, "This changed my life." And that's why eternity is so long. That's why eternity is forever, because we'll have all these stories. You know, all those saved at through Reach, and all those saved through Hope and through the shoeboxes. And it's just going to be so wonderful. And through our backpacks, those who receive backpacks, that's great. And so through Angel Tree Ministry, our church helps bridge a gap between incarcerated parents and their children that live in our area. Our students hosted a Christmas party for the children, and caregivers were able to hear the Christmas story, and the gospel of Christ was shared. Our church was able to give 116 gifts to 58 children. Lives changed there. Children encouraged. For food distribution, Christmas food distribution, we know is a little bit different this year. Instead of giving out food, we're able to give out food vouchers, $75 food vouchers. We're able to give out more than 242 food vouchers. And there's a lot of accountability to that. Folks who receive those vouchers, they'll go to Cash Saver, you know, across from Taco Bell, and they can buy the food that they would like. And what Cash Saver does is they take the voided voucher, and then they clip the receipt of what the person bought, and then they give a stack of those to us back to the church. And it's interesting then to read those receipts of what folks have bought: fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, milk, things that we haven't been able to give at our Christmas food distribution. So it's a wonderful ministry, and we have received so many thank yous for folks who've benefited from this. We were also able to bless River City Mission through our Good Samaritan Benevolent Offering this year. River City Mission provides temporary shelter to single men and families helping them to find jobs and permanent housing, and some there are military veterans. One event that we did this past year was our one-day global emphasis, our one-day global outreach celebration. Dr. Paul Chitwood, president of the International Mission Board, you know, how many 47,000-plus Southern Baptist churches, and he came to our church. So that's pretty exciting. And just to hear him share, and you know, what was the thing that he shared? What's the world's greatest problem? Lostness. And it's a problem with eternal consequences. And Dr. Scott shared that this morning. It's either or. And the number of people dying without Christ every day is growing. And God has given us the solution. And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so together, as we cooperate, we're bringing the gospel to the lost in cities, in hard-to-reach places, and among the dispersed and displaced. And the work, the great pursuit, must be what? Covered in prayer. I don't know how many senior adults that I've talked to who at one time were very energetic and behind-the-scenes volunteers for our church, but they can't do anything anymore as far as physically to get out. But I say, that's okay, because the main thing that you do is that you can do for us is pray. And that's the main thing we need is prayer. And everybody can pray. Every day, the International Mission Board reports that 174,202 people die every day without Christ. And so there's no time to waste. There's work to be done. Dr. John Clausen, professor of missions at the Southern Seminary and Boyce Bible College, challenged us to what? To continue to fan the flame of missions. Just fan that flame of missions for all ages, particularly the next generations. While Dr. Chitwood and Dr. Clausen were in our worship services, we were able to recommission James and Abby Mason, IMB missionaries to Scotland, or as their four-year-old daughter likes to say, Stotland. It's so cute when she says, Stotland, we're going to Stotland. So all the opportunities and events like personal evangelism, Christmas food distribution, pumpkin patch, praying together, sports camp, Sunday evening family gatherings, personally inviting people to church, musicals, equip classes, crossings ministry, upward ministries, and much more is what? It's the church being the church. And it's great when someone comes to our church and we help what? Plug them into ministry. And that we all have that responsibility to help plug folks into ministry, to help them discover what's their likes, what's their giftedness, and help plug them in to be able to serve the Lord. And so we seek to get people on campus for the first time to participate in worship. Hear God's word proclaimed. Get involved in a life group. Come to Christ and grow in grace and knowledge through discipleship. Discover spiritual gifts and use those gifts to serve God and encourage others toward what? Their great adventure. Right, Judy? The great adventure, as your son sings about. And so, so many people are serving or have served so faithfully in their giftedness and passion to help make Lono First Baptist Church what God desires. God is smiling as a pleased father. Missions education is of vital importance to all of our generations, especially our Max kids. Children, our Max kids' children, as we exalt Christ and make disciples and pass the torch. Among many mission and ministry opportunities that our Max kids were able to do this past year, learning through missions, was to send cards to some of our homebound members. I mean, I've been in the home, and those homebound men, they are proud to show those cards that you all send them. That thrills them to no end, that they're remembered and that they're loved. And our Max kids gave a record to Lottie Moon this year, Brother John, about $1,006. And then they put together 65 backpacks for Eastern Kentucky. You know, Lone Oak First Baptist Church has sent 3 mission teams to create and grow a new partnership with Clear Creek Baptist Bible College in Eastern Kentucky. The first team did construction at the college to help prepare for more volunteers to come serve in the future. They also helped do construction for a local disabled family. The second mission team did construction to help senior adults and take food to help families affected by Hurricane Helene. And then the third team, led by Brother John Bennett and a team of our Max Kid fifth graders and adults, helped prepare and give out backpacks for Eastern Kentucky at 3 local schools. The backpacks contain food and clothing and other supplies. Brother John Bennett is going to come and share now. Brother John.
So our Max Kids stands for Mission Adventure Extremes. We take a scripture and we do Max Kids music. They rotate through a missions time, a small group time, and a recreation time. But in our mission time, one of the things that we are trying to do with our missions education is make it experiential. That means write the cards, you know, collect money for Lottie Moon and Annie Armstrong, to make things to give to friends, all to help our kids learn that there's a difference between talking about missions and doing missions. So our big projects in October and November is we gather tons and tons of items, toys, canned foods, snacks, clothing items, and we put them in backpacks. And through the Kentucky Baptist Convention, we packed about 60 backpacks from all just donations from everybody. We take them to the associational office. They come pick them up, and they deliver them to Eastern Kentucky. Well, Jeff and I were talking, and Jeff and I go, man, we'd love to go to Eastern Kentucky and see that and help with the distribution. Well, Jeff wasn't available, and Patrick wanted to go. He wasn't available. So I said, Jeff, what if we take some of our Max Kids leaders, and what if we go to our fifth graders and we say, if you all want to go on this trip, you pray about it. And if God tells you you're supposed to go, come tell me. All right. So we took 6 kids, 7 adults, and we headed out on a Sunday right after church to Eastern Kentucky. And boy, as soon as we got there, we hit the ground running. The next day we went to 2 schools, delivered thousands and thousands of backpacks. And our kids worked so hard. And Jeff said, why don't you have one of our fifth graders tell just briefly about the coolest thing and the best experience they've had on a mission trip? I want to introduce you to Caleb Jenis. All right. And Caleb's going to tell you a little bit about what he experienced. Thanks.
Right when we got there, we put our stuff in our room, then drove down to the gym to meet Ryan, the missionary. We got a rundown of what we will do in the morning, then went and filled up the 2 trailers we would take. I was on the trailer helping load backpacks. In the morning, my arms were very sore. I got ready and came down for breakfast, then got on the bus for the first school. And this is experience. I loved seeing the kids getting the backpacks while someone played their guitar. I noticed the kids were eyeing the backpacks they wanted. What was funny to me was the kids felt for the heaviest backpack. Like, some kindergartners got really heavy backpacks, even too heavy for me. The best part was seeing the kids get their backpacks and seeing the joy and happiness they have. What the trip taught me was you don't need big, nice presents to feel what those kids felt. Joy, happiness, and appreciation. I heard a story about a kid who told his class he wouldn't get anything for Christmas because his parents didn't have enough money to get him presents, but the backpacks gave him a present. Another thing I learned is it is to better to receive than to give. And that Christmas would be pointless without Jesus. The word Christmas literally has the word Christ in it.
Cool. Yeah, that summarizes our trip. Jeff? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Caleb. Thank you. That's wonderful, brother. Thank you, Max Kids, for being our missionaries and being on mission with God. That's exciting. And just no telling what the Lord's going to do with this in your lives, both now and in the future. So thank you for sharing. Thank you all for being here tonight. We're also planning to send more teams to Eastern Kentucky. Just a great place to be where future leaders are being trained, and there's such a need there. And so we're about leadership training. We're about who's in the pipeline and for ministry, and how can we encourage them, and how can, like we said already, how can we fan the flames of missions in the heart of those in our church. Looking at Chicago, we've had a long-time partnership there with Chicago. Our Lono mission team served partner church there in Elmwood Park, reaching the nations in, and those nations coming to Chicago. There's a large Polish community. Ukrainians are coming to Chicago, various Spanish-speaking countries. Our first mission team led an Easter egg hunt and evangelistic outreach there in the community. They have a great relationship with the village of Elmwood Park community, Elmwood neighborhood. And so God's doing some great things in the hearts of many who aren't believers, but they believe it's good what's being done in and through the church. And God is capturing those hearts as well. Lone Oak has sent a second team to serve, as we do, to give out Thanksgiving baskets, and then some light constructions were able to be done as well. I will say, too, that Eric Schmidt, who grew up in our church, he's now chairman of the Deacons out here, Community Fellowship Church across from State Police. Their church is now a part of Elmwood, and they've been sending teams as well. Lone Oak First Baptist Church has also sent funds to help seek to build a wheelchair ramp to help military veterans and senior adults be able to get up the stairs to go into the worship center. So be in prayer for that. Pastor Sean writes, thank you all for the part you have played in bringing the gospel to Elmwood Park. We've also been able to give Bibles, Hispanic Bibles, Spanish Bibles, because they've just called a Hispanic pastor to help grow the Hispanic church there at Elmwood Park. Dustin and Hope Kurtzinger write that we are grateful for the opportunity to serve the church and community at Elmwood Park. It's a blessing to join the work that they do on a regular basis to meet physical and spiritual needs of people around them. It's also a special time of fellowship that allows us to get to know other families in our church as we serve together. So you all Max kids who went, you've got a bond, don't you? I think Brother John said y'all just had a follow-up meeting to your trip. And you'll always have Clear Creek Baptist Bible College on your mission trip that you went to give backpacks. And that's a great thing. That's a great thing. For Cuba, Lone Oak sent a team to lead a health clinic and evangelistic meetings at a local new church plant. And as Dr. Scott has shared in the past, 116 decisions for Christ were recorded. We're able to give funds to help with construction and food, and gave needed medical supplies then to a local hospital. And Pastor Renee, our main contact there, he even sent me video clips of the day they took in the medical supplies to. There was a room that had the director of the hospital, surgeons and nurses all there as he presented. And as Pastor Renee, he's not shy. He just pulled out his camera with a video and said, hey, you want to thank the church that brought these medical supplies? You know, and they said, well, thank you for giving these. You know, we don't have a lot, and this really helps. So, and we look forward to one day maybe even receiving more. So just a great extension of the gospel and helping meet practical needs. We were also able to give funds to another new church plant as they help them with construction and housing needs as they seek to make a room in their church to house folks who come to Santa Clara to receive medical attention, a place where they can stay at no charge. In partnership with, as Brother Hank has mentioned, in partnership with West Union Baptist Association, we were able to encourage more than 70 Cuban pastors, church planters, and missionaries and churches in the areas of disaster relief, church planting, Christian education, church and new church construction, evangelism, hunger. Pastor Renee sent me a little video clip a while ago. With funds we left, we're able to give a bottle of oil, a little bit of meat, and a bag of rice to the church members there. And so we're able to, our church able to be an extension of help meeting hunger needs there as well. We've helped with discipleship, theological training as they seek to fulfill the Great Commission. We're also sending a mission team to Cuba in February as Dr. Scott, our pastor, has been invited to preach at the convention of the Eastern Baptist Convention of Cuba as they are celebrating their 120th year anniversary, and we'll also be able to take in some reading glasses and other medical supplies. We're also sending a team in of students in May. You know, every other year we like to take our students on international trip, and so be in prayer as we plan for those. We've had a longtime partnership with what we call the Francophone team, and the Francophone team is made up of international missionaries with the International Mission Board who are sharing Christ and planting churches among French speakers in France and Belgium and Canada. Yeah, we heard from our Paris team not too long ago how they provided support for our international missionaries, 100 Southern Baptist volunteers and French Baptist churches who were reaching the nations for Christ at the Summer Olympics. Our team made meals to serve the volunteers as well as supply local French Baptist churches with ministry needs and prayer walk the various sports venues. Our Canada team, which is part of the Francophone team, provided member care to international missionary families in Quebec who are planting churches among French speakers. Our team led VBS-type ministry with the missionary children, and we had led in worship and Bible study, and we encouraged our missionaries and prepared good old American meals. Tim and Amy Richards, who helped lead our team to Canada, share that serving our Francophone IMB missionaries in Quebec was truly a blessing. In spending time with them during their retreat, we were able to see their hearts for the lost and their desire for the Quebecois people to personally know Jesus Christ. We got the opportunity to join them in conversation as they strategically planned how to reach the college-age students on the campus through weekly meals and conversations about a relationship with a person who changed their lives and not a religion that caused hurt in the Quebecois people in the past. We got to know and care for children of the missionaries in Quebec, two of whom required 24-hour care, and this allowed their parents to get recharged in their mission for reaching the lost. We also built special bonds with other children, many of those memories that we will cherish forever and continue to give us laughs and joy. We're in the process of planning for personal evangelism, church planting, and missionary care opportunities for the Francophone cluster, and that information will be coming up once we get that solidified. We were able to go to Central Asia this year for the partnership we've had there with a particular country. The Kentucky Baptist Convention invited two from our church to serve with a larger Kentucky Baptist team in Central Asia, and the team provided member and health care at an event with IMB missionaries that was held at a camp setting in one Central Asian area next in one central excuse me one Central Asian area. We're able to provide for the missionaries time alone where they could just pray and seek God's presence as a team. We met with local pastors later. We were able to meet with local pastors, church planters, and IMB missionaries to encourage them in teaching English, building relationships, evangelism and church planting, disaster relief, and then how we can partner with them in future involvement in creative ways. And then in Chile, we've been able to start a partnership with the country there. The Lono First Baptist Church Mission Team went with Kentucky Baptist Convention to explore and create this new partnership with Southern Baptist Missionary Church Planters and the Chilean Baptist Convention. 13 volunteers from Lonoke First Baptist Church, along with three teachers from Morganfield First Baptist Church, facilitated an English as a second language class on Zoom for 6 weeks, and most of the students that we were helping to facilitate learn English were lost. They didn't know Christ, but it was in partnership with a church plant that Landon and Megan Williams have started there in Santiago. And so be in prayer for those who participated. Many are close to making decisions for Christ, and what they need is prayer that they will come to Christ. Also pray for our church. We have some from, we're invited by First Baptist Church Morganfield to go with them. They haven't been to Chile, and they would like some from our church to go and encourage them on how to do international trips and then help them on this trip. And so we'll be working with that church plant, with the Williams, and hopefully then meeting some of those who are in the ESL class, but then also discover more opportunities for future teams to go, as well to help with church planting, but also to help with in construction of a Baptist nursing home there in Santiago. We are also able to help in Israel, to help a Southern Baptist missionary who is helping to house and feed those affected by lack of peace, as well as to help encourage local churches. And so thank you. Thank you for giving. Thank you for our special offerings, for giving to the Good Samaritan Benevolent Offering for local missions, the Eliza Broaddus Offering for state missions right here in Kentucky, for Annie Armstrong Easter Offering for the North American Mission Board and our missionaries in North America, and then for the Lottie Moon Christmas Offering for international missions. And as I shared, be on the lookout for our 2025 Missions and Prayer Guide, as well as more information on our church website. We have an application there, a form that you can fill out to show your interest, where you're interested, and then how we can get you involved in those areas. And so that's a good thing, because we just want to get more people on the front lines of missions, whether it be right next door to where you live, or across the street, or across town, or across the state, or in our nation, or in our world. Because we have a great network of Southern Baptists that has been around for many years, and we want to help grow that and fan those flames of missions in all generations. Amen. As we continue to say, it's all about God. It's all about God. So when we realize that it's all about God, then we're willing to do what it takes, whatever that is. Whether it be not having air conditioning until they knock on your door at 12 midnight, so you can turn the air conditioner on now and get relieved from the heat. It's about God. As our worship leaders come forward, as we're concluding our service tonight, perhaps you've watched and listened to this report, and maybe God has touched your heart. Maybe you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus and would like to. We invite you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. First of all, realize that you're a sinner. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Repent of your sins, and by faith, simply ask Jesus into your heart, and you'll be saved. And your great adventure with God will begin. You know, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whatever God is leading you to do, please talk to Dr. Scott or one of the other ministers tonight, or text or call 270-398-5005. That's 270-398-5005, and a minister will contact you. Please stand, if you will, and pray with me, please. Dear God, I pray for those who need to make a decision for you tonight. Father, give them courage to follow through. God, we pray that you continue to guide our church and that we would be obedient to your call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.